This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. We're about to turn to a story that's getting national attention, although the Wall Street Journal chose to begin its coverage with a riddle. Ready? Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, because in Bastrop, Texas, the chicken has a legal right to. Since 2009, chickens are legally free to roam a stretch of paved road called Farm Street. The signs say as much. Slow. Farm Street Historic Chicken Sanctuary. But now there are so many chickens, they're migrating into other roads and people's yards and creating considerable chaos. Ken Kesselis is the mayor of Bastrop, and he does not give a cluck if they're protected. If they wander outside the zone, well, what is it, Mayor Kesselis? They're fair game?
Yeah, they are, but I mean, I do care about them. If people want them in their yards, they have the right to have them. It's when they go into a yard that where they don't want them, or they're in the street where they don't belong. Half the people in this community probably like the chickens. Some people protect them, get the little chicks in there in places to protect them from the raccoons and such at night. And then there are others that see them as a nuisance, especially the roosters, because they crow all night long, wake people up, because the chickens leave poop on the sidewalks and that kind of stuff. We've had quite a number of people that have been really irritated and have called our animal control people to round them up when they're outside the protected zone. But they're very, very difficult to catch.
I hear you formed a posse of sorts to try to catch some of these chickens. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I live outside the protected zone. And that we had a rooster. We had one that was in the daytime strutting around some hens that were in a cage at a neighbor's house, not bothering anybody, but the rooster wanted to get in there, and he spent a lot of time hanging around. He would crow in the night and so forth, and we had some young children that were being waked up and not able to sleep. And so most everybody in the neighborhood were against this one rooster. So my wife was getting pretty upset about it too, so I decided I needed to do something. So I took some guys that had some time during the day, and we went and tried to catch the rooster, and we didn't.
Forgive me for interrupting. Was this particular rooster by any wild chance named Mr. McGillicuddy?
No, that one, that poor rooster got run over, as I understand it. But the end of the story is that I talked to a across-the-street neighbor of mine and told him about our lack of success, and they had been driven crazy by the rooster, too. So we got all of his family together and me and a couple of others, and Carlos Liriano's son, Michael, who was an enterprising guy, went and got a big fishing net, and he's a 14-year-old guy with, I'd say, cat-like precision. He nabbed it, just slick as grease. And we put him in a dog carrier that I had and took him out to the country.
See, right there,
so
what you
we
just
haven't had any roosters since then.
What you've just described, it may be a viral video. Hopefully someone took a smartphone along for that wild chicken chase.
We do have a video of it. That's a great idea. I'll see if we can't get that to go viral.
Yeah, let me backtrack just a moment, because we're talking about the hassles, the headaches that these feral chickens are creating for Bastrop. How did they get protected status in the first place?
The neighbors all came to the city council and said that the chickens they were not owned by anybody. They were historic. And they liked them. They were kind of pets, sort of, even though nobody owned them. So we declared about a 3-block area where all these citizens lived as a sanctuary for the chickens.
Are you wishing you hadn't done that now, or what?
No, not really. I mean, you know, it's interesting that while we're highway department's putting two major overpasses at the highway that runs through Bastrop, we have a chicken sanctuary. So it's, you know, we're a little small town where, you know, the old part of town is really the 19th century. It's charming. It's wonderful. And this is part of the charm, I think. But we also are in the process of becoming a bigger city and learning how to do things in a little more big city way.
Ken Kesselis is the mayor of Bastrop. He's working with a chicken problem there in town. Mayor Kesselis, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I hope you'll tell your listeners to come visit this place. It's a different part of Texas.